So don't do the thing that I do, which is start my car, turn the defroster on, and wait 2 hours so I don't have to scrape for a second.
Before we do anything else, let's quickly go to everyone in Middle Tennessee. What are they saying right now?
You shut up! I'm so f***ing scared right now! You shut up!
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But we're here. We showed up for work. We are brave.
I'm going to be every person I've talked to for the last 72 hours. You know what? We could get 3 feet of snow. I don't care. But it's the ice.
Well, yeah, it is the ice.
Which is exactly...
Everybody knows. Yeah. This is, yeah, they can have 10 feet of snow, but it's the ice.
It's me too. I'm saying the same thing.
Yeah, because I guess by Monday and Tuesday, it's going to be in single digits in the morning. So that ice ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
It's going to be around. And I guess people are worried about, you know, power outages and whatnot. But it's going to be rough, but we'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
We always do. We're Middle Tennessee. We help each other.
Yep.
You know?
We can't rely on Nashville's snow plan, which is usually just like wait for the sun to come up and melt the ice. This time we're actually going to have to either like put something down to melt it or wait a few days.
We're counting on the sun to help us.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you missed the Oscar nominations that came out yesterday, it was history-making for the movie Sinners, which got 16 total nominations.
I love that movie.
Across so many categories. They also announced the Razzies. These are the Raspberry Awards for terrible movies.
Yes.
Which I believe they give those awards out like a couple days before the Oscars. Leading the nominations was Disney's Snow White remake.
Of course.
Including Best Picture, or Worst Picture, actually, and Worst On-Screen Couple, All Seven Dwarves, Worst Supporting Actor, All Seven Dwarves.
The CGI dwarves.
I saw that movie. It's 2 hours. I'll never get back.
Oh, wow. Scary situation in Williamson County. Thompson Station, I guess a teenage girl died, and a lot of people have been infected with a fungal infection, which is called histoplasmosis. I guess it comes from spores in the ground, and they've had like 35 cases of it. If caught early, it can be treated. But they say that since there's so much construction going on in Williamson County, that it's stirring up the soil, and some of the spores being released into the air. So they're asking people to, you know, get checked for it. I guess there's a simple test.
Wow.
But yeah, pretty scary.
Yeah. So there's a one-of-a-kind class happening at UT Knoxville right now. The UT professor is leading a course of 200 students in Grand Theft America, U.S. history since 1980 through the Grand Theft Auto video games. So they're learning history by going through the history of GTA.
Wow. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3. Jim, you have a story of a horrific first date?
Yeah, it didn't work out this well for a woman in Atlanta. She went on TikTok to warn everybody if you're going to Topgolf with a date.
Okay.
So apparently she goes to Topgolf, first date with somebody, and she signs in on her account at Topgolf.
Yeah.
And it immediately put up on the screen all the different guys she had golfed with on previous dates.
It's like you put up your internet history.
Yeah, your dating resume. Here's the 47 other guys
that were here before you. Oh my God.
So she's saying sign it as a guest if you're going in as a date. Which reminds me, like, you had like a go-to place for all your first dates.
I did.
When you were dating.
When I first got divorced, I started dating a lot. I was on Tinder and Bumble and that kind of stuff. And there's a little Italian restaurant on the square in Murfreesboro that I used to go to all the time. That was my go-to as a first date place.
Oh, yeah. It was like just right.
Yeah.
And perfect for a date.
Yeah. And they got to where they know me. And they would kind of look at me like, who we got this time?
First few times it's awkward, like, oh, good to see you again.
Yes. This is my first date with him.
I would, you know, especially if I was on a first date with somebody I just met, I would, you know, obviously I would make it awkward by, you know, like 5 minutes into a conversation, go, so how do you think it's going so far?
Where do you see our future? Not, you know, not if, but how many children do you see having with me?
But luckily, I met Melissa, who is my current girlfriend, and she lives with me, and I love her very much. So I don't
tell her about all those dates. Yeah, at an Italian restaurant.
I don't want my internet history plastered on the wall of the restaurant. Gender Wars brought to you by Tree Fellers. If you have some trees you need out of the way or have them pruned back for the wintertime, you can contact them and make you a good deal.
LocalTreeFellers.com.
Tree Fellers!
All right, we have bragging rights for Rutherford County up for grabs. Both in Murfreesboro, we have Wendy for the ladies, Robert for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Welcome.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right, we warm up with a get acquainted question.
Wendy, what's that song that lifts your spirits every time you hear it?
Oh, I mean, I love Rock Me Amadeus.
I do too.
Cool.
Yes.
Robert, what about you? What's that song that lifts you up every time you hear it?
I love We Will Rock You by Queen.
All right.
Great
choice. Choice.
Yeah. Okay, you each have a screw you can use. Let's begin.
All right. Multiple choices, how we start, Wendy. Is Guinness beer, Guinness, is that imported from Germany, Ireland, or France?
Germany.
No.
No.
That's from Ireland.
Ireland, yeah. All right. Robert, in the Legally Blonde movies, is Elle Woods' little dog named Buster, Bowser, or Bruiser?
Oh, goodness. I'm just going to have to guess. I'm going to say Buster.
Buster is wrong. No.
Bruiser.
Okay.
Scoreless 0-0.
Wendy, how many players make up the starting lineup for a baseball team?
Nine.
You got it.
All right. And let's see if Robert can match it. Robert, what's the only fruit with seeds on the outside?
I think that is strawberries.
Strawberries!
That's correct.
Okay.
All tied up.
All right. Both of you still have your screws left tied up going to the last set of questions. Wendy, Bowser is a famous boss bad guy in what video game series?
Screw.
All right. Using the screw, Robert. Bowser is the boss bad guy in what video game series?
Super Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers!
Yes! Oh, Wendy, the screw worked against you.
No way you can come back. So that means, Robert, you are the winner.
Congratulations. We've got tickets for you to go see The Human League and Soft Cell in concert at the Opry House this June. Congratulations. Nice. Thanks for playing Gender Wars, both of you, with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, 93.3.
To people who say there's no such thing as a free lunch, we say balderdash and fiddlesticks.
Aha.
Aha. If you go to totallyhitsnashville.com, you can sign up for free lunch for you and your whole office.
Yeah, we'll bring you pizza from 312 Pizza Company.
Good stuff over by Where the Sounds Play.
Yeah.
Chicago-style pizza, good stuff.
We'll be your DoorDash guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to tip us.
Yes.
You can just accept the food, and we'll bring you lunch at your office, which solves that whole what do we need for lunch thing.
Right.
And it's free.
And also we're giving you Nashville Predators tickets.
Yeah.
And if you win, you get to pick the people in your office to go with you to the game.
So everybody gets to suck up to you.
Yeah, so everybody goes, hey, whoever wants to suck up to me to go to another Predators game? Not you, Brenda.
You know why.
Yeah, you know why. You know what you did. But yeah, you go to totallyhitsnashville.com. There's a little banner there you can click on, and it's the Takeout Express with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. We'd love to meet you.
Some weird little questions in there that you can tell us about, you know, the stuff that's happening in your office. And go to totallyhitsnashville.com. You can fill it out, and we'll be bringing you lunch.
Very cool. Our radio station's over here by the airport, and right now we have sunshine, which is kind of like, you know, a false thing, going like, okay.
False sense of security.
Yeah, go out and soak up the sun before it all happens.
I guess after dark tonight is when things start into Saturday morning. Saturday is going to be the rough
day. Yeah, they say about 4 a.m. it should start.
Hopefully, it's just a couple of inches of snow is what they're saying most recently, and no more than hopefully a quarter inch of ice. Yeah. Which is a lot of ice, believe it or not. It could take down power lines and stuff. So hopefully it's not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, people always say this, but it's true. Yeah, the ice is the problem. Because you don't see it, especially black ice, that kind of thing. You know, you're gonna be sliding around and it's not gonna get warm enough to melt.
Right. Then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, very cold.
Mm-hmm.
They say if the power does go out, if you're wondering like, all right, what should I do with my food? They say if you don't keep opening your fridge and you leave it alone, perishable stuff in your fridge will last about 4 hours.
Okay, well that's good to know.
So you know if it's just a minor power outage, just leave the door closed. After that, they say you know grab a cooler from the garage or wherever
just put the food outside.
Put some ice in there, yeah, and put it outside as long as animals can't get to it.
Right.
Stuff in your freezer. If you leave your freezer alone. Can last up to 48 hours.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, the stuff that's been sitting in there forever is going to be okay.
Yeah, if you have like one of those, you know, big chest freezers out in your garage or something like that.
But even in the one in your house, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Get your stuff out once and just don't touch it for a while and everything will be safe.
As I mentioned, the Predators game is still going on despite the weather. 2:30 tomorrow afternoon they have the game.
Yep. Some other shows have been postponed or canceled. Mavis Staples, gospel singer. I love Mavis Staples. Her show has been rescheduled.
Right.
And John Crist, comedian, who was going to do the Opry House on Sunday, that has been rescheduled as well.
Yeah.
We are continuously frustrated because we've been checking with the Nashville Symphony website because we thought it would just be the most ironic and fun thing to say that Frozen in concert has been canceled due to frozen weather conditions.
They'd be able to take the show outside. Elsa's going to go running down Broadway.
Right? So as far as right now, they're saying the show is still going to go on.
That's good.
Frozen in concert at the Symphony. We love the Symphony. If you are a ticket holder, they will notify you if things change.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
It's a cool story of a hero that acts when so many people didn't. 19-year-old guy named Juan Mendoza was driving with his girlfriend in Texas, and it was during a rainstorm, and saw a big accident right in front of him. An elderly couple was in a car. It got hit several times by different cars passing through.
Oh, wow.
Nobody would stop to help, but he did, and you know, they said, wow, he's kind of a hero.
Nobody stopped. He was the only one to stop.
My first thought was like they could have kids. And I have little brothers. And that thought came into me rushing. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get him out.
Of course, they got an ambulance for the elderly couple. They survived and they recovered. But they never knew who helped them. They never knew who this their hero was until they finally got a hold of a TV station in Texas. And they looked up the guy and found out he was one of the cooks at a Texas Roadhouse. And so they went out to see him and congratulate him and kind of give him a hug and say, thanks so much for saving our lives.
Nice.
And they also found out that he wanted to be an EMT and do that kind of stuff for a living. And he got a big surprise while he was there.
And so we wanted to offer you a scholarship to our National EMS Academy to go through EMT school, as well as a conditional job offer to join us at Acadian Ambulance.
That's pretty cool. He got actually a scholarship to go to EMT school by a guy who heard about the story and owned an ambulance company.
And a guaranteed job when he's done.
So that's great. You stop fantastic. And help, and all of a sudden great things happen after that.
If you want to see the incredible heroic footage of them getting rescued and what he did, just follow Totally Hits 93.3 and Woody and Jim on Facebook.
Huge night for the Nashville Predators last night. A big win over Ottawa.
I know. I'm so mad because I was really tired when I started to watch the game. I was watching it on TV.
Yeah.
And they were down 3-0.
Yeah.
It did not look good.
No.
And then I fell asleep. And then I woke up and watched the highlights. They came back and won.
Yeah, with 5 unanswered goals.
Yeah.
And they waited for Jim to go to sleep. And then
they
started to catch fire. And it was also Roman Josi, captain of the team. It was his game 1,000.
Can you imagine?
He's played 1,000 games.
1,000 games in the Nashville Gold.
Yeah.
That's awesome. He's just like, he's so fun to watch. And he's also a fantastic human being.
Uh-huh.
Love Roman Josi.
Really, yeah. And a lot of players came in with their custom Game 1000 t-shirts for Roman Josi. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night, they're playing, I guess it's an afternoon game, and despite the weather, there'll be ice outside and inside. They're still playing the game tomorrow.
Yeah, more than likely. I think no matter what happens, they're going to play that game.
Yeah.
They're about to take a break for the Olympics because all the players will be going to play in the Olympics.
So they got
to
get as many games in as they can before that.
So it probably will not be canceled. So if you're a diehard Predator fan, good on you for getting to the rink.
You know, like you, we'll be spending most of the weekend, you know, checking the weather forecast over and over.
Sure.
And you ever notice that where you go through like, well, no, I don't trust this person. Okay, she's attractive. I believe what she's saying. We only want to hear bad news from attractive people.
That's probably facts. There's research to back it up.
That's why we have the faces for radio.
That's right. We're exactly where we belong in television.
Exactly. What are we doing this weekend besides being frightened?
I am just going to line up either like new movies, classic movies. If you're looking for new movies, if the electricity stays on, you are watching Netflix, I highly recommend Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in The Rip. If you want the weekend to last forever, that movie sucks.
If the weekend is going by too fast.
Yep. And you want to slow it down,
all right,
watch The Rip.
Yeah, I'll be doing the same thing.
Terrible.
Of course, you know, it'll be fun. You know, it's always fun to watch the dogs run around in the snow.
Yeah.
If that happens.
Hopefully that they'll have that fun.
Yeah, they won't freeze to trees. And stuff.
Right.
It's going to be really cold. So y'all take care. We'll catch you back here whenever this is over.
Be safe, everyone.
Yeah.
See you in a week, 10 days, month.
By May at the earliest.
What we thought.